Hello and welcome to TAD Talks with Adda. I'm Jonathan Hassell and I'm an ADHD and executive function coach coming to you from Brisbane, Australia, Connect ADHD Coaching. I'm so excited that Adda has invited me here today to share with you my thoughts about couples with ADHD keeping focus. What I mean by that is that often couples where one or both of you have ADHD can struggle to find the right things to keep in their attention in terms of solving the problems in their relationship and growing a healthier relationship going forwards. The challenges with this start from a very basic premise, that it's not about just one person having ADHD and therefore having problems. It's about the fact that the ADHD has impacted both of us, that we've both changed. Let me tell you how. When we first meet and start our relationship together, we're open to each other. We're even excited about the differences between us. And ADHD will be there right from that point onwards. It may even be a lot of what attracted you to your partner. However, what happens is we notice fairly quickly that our partner with ADHD may not always deliver what they intend to deliver consistently. Now, for most people, the assumption is, oh, look, they're clever and they're capable. This must just be some missing information. I'll just alert them to the problem, give them the information, and then they'll be fine. And usually the person with ADHD is very happy to accept this. As time wears on, though, what they start to notice is that the problems are returning, that this consistent inconsistency is an ongoing feature. Then the partner without ADHD begins to think, oh, okay, so maybe this is more than just information. Maybe I need to include some direction in this too. So they add more direction along with the information and start to feel that they have to take more ownership of directing their partner's behaviors. And often, this is not as well received by the person with ADHD because they feel that they're being spoken down to or ordered around. Then something interesting happens. The partner without ADHD starts to notice that their partner with ADHD is able to do a lot of really amazing things. That in fact, they seem to deliver very reliably when there's a big emotional content to it. So in other words, it's something that they really like or something that they're very threatened by. And this can include that their partner gets upset. In the non-ADHD world, this looks like it's a choice. And ultimately, this can lead to a lot of resentment. Because what happens is the person with ADHD has good intentions, is trying to deliver as they promised. However, they're getting frustrated that they can't. And if you can't solve why you can't deliver something, in very short time, you stop trying. And often you may even start hiding that fact. And for the partner without ADHD, they start to feel neglected. They start to feel that they're not a priority, or at least enough of a priority, for their partner to make that extra effort to deliver reliably. So we end up with two people both not being who they want to be. Then we come to the ADHD diagnosis or recognition. So now we've got something we can blame all of these problems on. And while most couples are fairly reasonable and will recognize that it takes two to tango, we now have this standout reason. Oh, it's this ADHD. If we could just correct that, then we wouldn't have any of these problems. The challenge with that is that the problems have already occurred. And this includes the person with ADHD getting back to their true self, the partner without ADHD getting back to their true self, and as a couple, becoming the couple you wanted to be all along. So if we shift our attention from being ADHD and instead recenter on what is really the fundamental challenge. And that fundamental challenge is trust. Because what's happened with this inconsistent performance is we've had an undermining of reliability. And if I can't feel that my partner is reliable, in other words, that they generally do what they say they're going to do, whether that be a task or that be in terms of how they respond emotionally, then I'm going to find it hard to trust them. And the fastest way to achieving reliability and trust is to be very focused on being who we each individually want to be. If I want to be a partner, not a parent, then I really need to think about how I can facilitate my partner taking charge of their performance. If I have ADHD and I'm worried about my consistency and reliability, then my focus has got to be about how I get in touch with who I want to be, which is the person that delivers what they say they're going to deliver, including, most importantly, being there for my partner. So if we start with these new goals of reliability being our goal in everything that we do, and that works from both sides, it's both of us being reliable in living up to the standards that we want to be as who we want to be. And we make a point of sharing that in detail with each other and touching base on that fact. We now can look at how we can reset for a new future. The final step of adapting successfully is to create a safe space in which to experiment. What this means is we have to be aware that if there's been a history of things not being reliable and not working, that there's going to be sensitivity to that. So what we have to do is say, we're going to do this experiment, that performance experiment idea, that we're going to create safety around this. We might call it a safety bubble around this attempt. And whatever happens, as long as we can communicate about it, I'm going to be open to talking about what I tried, what I intended, and examining what happened, whether it was helpful or not. This does not mean you have to ignore everything, and in fact, you're not ignoring anything. But just for this particular thing you're trying to change, allow the fact that it is experimental. And so we're going to go on this journey together, and we're going to be accepting and forgiving and patient as we work out how to make this reliable. So to summarize what I've talked about today, we have to acknowledge that we've both changed, that we need to give our attention to reliability and trust and who we want to be. And finally, let's adapt together. Let's commit to insisting on intent and create a safe space in which we can create healthy change. I'm so glad you could join me today in this talk with Ada about couples keeping focus. I'm Jonathan Hassel from Connect ADHD Coaching and ADHD Coach. If you'd like to find out more about me and my work, you can find out at my website, connectadhd.com, where you can also see a lot of my talks and presentations. I hope you have a wonderful ADHD month. Take care of each other, and I hope as a couple that you can move forwards to the future you want.